This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we've got much to talk about. Wanted to bring to your attention really quick that the Rutherford Institute is defending the right of firearms training facility to reopen, and they're warning against attempts to use pandemic to curtail gun rights. Once again, you're under attack like you've never been under attack, America, and you need to wake up as to what's going on here, friends. Read Matthew 13:25 when you get a moment. Before we get to all of this, we've got a guest coming up, Skip Coriel. He's going to be joining me in about 8 minutes here, and we're going to be talking about the Capitol event in Lansing, Michigan that I was invited to on the 17th of September from 10 to 2 p.m. There's supposed to be a couple thousand people there, so if you're in Michigan, friends, do your best to show up and introduce yourself. I'd love to meet you first and foremost. We're going to be talking to him in just a couple minutes. I wanted to highlight this because we are going to be talking about this, and I'm going to be bringing forth some information, some audio, well, video for you, and in just a couple moments concerning, despite hundreds of thousands of doctors in America debunking the virus, guess what, friends? The government says get ready for vaccinations. No, I'm not going to do it, friends. By the grace of God, in Jesus' name, no way. And I'm going to play some audio for you during the second half of this hour that's going to blow you away. I'm going to play some audio for you concerning what is in vaccinations. And then I'm also going to play some audio for you if we have enough time to get to a deposition from a doctor under sworn oath telling the American people as to the second video as to what's in those vaccinations. It's unthinkable. It's incredible, friends, and it shows you the mind of those that mean to control you, and they're dangerous, dangerous people, friends, to say the least. Before we get to all of that, of course, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles there, friends, to combat the lies in the mainstream media. Facebook and the big tech companies are censoring and suppressing and omitting information on a massive scale that should concern everybody in this country right now. You might want to take the time to understand that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms in which you have today. And now it's your turn. The baton has been passed off to their posterity, talking about our forefathers, and you just happen to be their posterity. So now you have to do on the behalf of your posterity what it is your forefathers did on your behalf. So we live unto him who died for us, and I shouldn't have to tell you to do that. You do that out of gratitude, not by force. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15 when you get a moment. So go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube, and join us on live chat where we have our faithfuls over there. Friends, you better know what you're talking about before you leave a comment, because these people do know. Again, Sons of Liberty Media, go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube and join us on live chat. You can also go over to Before It's News on the front page there, right up on the top left. Click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. If you want to call us at any time out of the 130 cities that are are listening to us in the United States of America. We just picked up 2 FM towers, by the way. I don't know why we didn't add one more to that, but that's okay. Instead of 131, I guess it's 130. But we'll say this, friends, if you want to call in at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Period, friends. If you lose that information, you're going to lose your freedoms. You're going to lose your country. You're going to lose your posterity in the process as well. So let's get back to understanding where we came from so it is that we know where we're going. Friends, oh my goodness, there's a lot on the burner today. There really is. I wanted to firstly highlight what's going on with Rutherford Institute. And by the way, if you receive our articles over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, you understand that John Whitehead actually writes for us from the Rutherford Institute. He's the lead counsel over there. But I also wanted to let you know that if you don't receive our articles, friends, you need to receive our articles. We have constitutional attorneys. We have Christian constitutional attorneys. We have preachers that are in the culture war, friends. They're not paper tigers hiding behind a pen or hiding behind a microphone. They're actually out there doing the stuff, as we call it in the ministry, and John happens to be one of those. Well, John just came out, the Rutherford Institute on the front lines, just reported making the government plain by the rules of the Constitution. That is our job. But what they reported on September 2nd, friends, just yesterday, was the Rutherford Institute defending the rights of firearms training facility to reopen. And this is obviously in Nevada here. But warns against attempts to use pandemic to curtail gun rights. I want to remind everybody that's listening to me right now, there is no constitutional opt-out. In other words, the Constitution applies. If you go to Article 6, Section 2, the supremacy law is that the law of the land under God is what's been established, and the law of the land is found within the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. Okay? There is no constitutional exemption because of this pandemic. Okay? There's none. The Constitution isn't null and void. Anything contrary to the Constitution is null and void. And again, they want you to think contrary and in contrast to what it is that our forefathers established here. I want to say that again. Folks, the Constitution isn't null and void. The men that mean to make the Constitution null and void are to be null and voided out. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, if we don't know that, then guess what? We're going to lose our God-given rights. And keep in mind, our rights, friends, we have to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, in order to maintain them. If you lose them, it's because you forfeited your God-given rights. In Tonopah, Nevada, the Rutherford Institute has come to the defense of a Nevada firearms training facility threatened with fines because of its plans for reopening. Just think about what's going on here, friends. Oh my goodness. In the up-and-coming days, folks, we're going to talk about another church in California that's being fined $5,000 a day if it reopens. The war is on. If you're waiting to be attacked another way, I don't know which way that needs to come. But you are under attack. It's not a virus, friends, that's under attack. It's your God-given rights that are under attack. And either you stand up and fight for them, or else you're going to lose them. There is no in-betweenites in that last comment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come back with my friend Skip Correll, and we're going to be talking about the up-and-coming event in Lansing, Michigan, on September 17th from 10 to 2 that day. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if you'd like to book us right now, now is the time to do that. We're usually 3 months out. We just got invited to Nevada to another Second Amendment. I don't want to call it a rally, but a get-together in Las Vegas in the up-and-coming months. So, again, if you'd like to book us right now is the time to do that. If you wanted to know what it is that we've done, you want to see the fruit in the basket, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Listen to what others have partaken with concerning the message here, friends. We don't like to blow our own horn, and we will not blow our own horn here. So if you want to hear someone blow our horn, go ahead and go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to book us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I have my new friend, Skip Coriel, on the line with me right now. He lives with his wife and his children in Michigan. We were just there a couple weeks ago, interestingly enough. We were invited back to come and partake with Skip Coriel through a series of invitations and little events that took place, and they transpired out to where it worked in our favor, and we're going to be getting together on September 17th, 2020, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But Skip is the guy, friends, who is an avid hunter, a sportsman, a Marine Corps veteran, and a graduate of Cornerstone University. You can listen to Skip as he co-hosts the syndicated military talk radio show Front Lines of Freedom on frontlinesoffreedom.com. You can also hear his weekly podcast, The Home Defense Show, at homedefenseshow.com. And for more details on Skip Coriel or to contact him personally, go to his website at Skip. I'll just spell it for you, friends. SKIPCORYEL.com. Again, SKIPCORYEL.com. Are you there, my new friend, Skip?
Yes, I am, Bradley, and thank you very much for having me on the show today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, again, thanks for the invitation. How that transpired there, we did an event. It was actually just an open event a couple weeks prior to hearing about your event. And as soon as I got done speaking there, Skip, someone said, are you going to be a part of the Second Amendment rally at the Capitol in Lansing? And I said, I didn't hear anything of it. And then I got another phone call when I got back and said, you know what, you need to be a part of that. I said, listen, I'll just reach out and say, I'll do my best just to put my hat in the ring, and if it works out, it works out, and it just happened to work out. So I'm happy to have you, and I'm just kind of curious. I looked at your page, Second Amendment March, or 2amarch.com, and I'm just curious, what does your roster look like right now? How many speakers, and who are the speakers? And obviously, you'll be one of the speakers. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, that's correct. I always kick it off. Well, we have a master of ceremonies. This year that's Joel Fulton from Freedom Firearms. He's a big 2A guy here in Michigan. He does a great job. And then I just introduced the march for about 10 minutes. And then we've got we have two big speakers this year. We have John Correa from Active Self Protection on YouTube. He has a YouTube channel with over 1.4 million subscribers. So, you know, John is a friend. He's a staunch 2A supporter. He's a former pastor in Arizona. Super duper guy. He's a good speaker. He's going to be there. And then we have this fella named Bradley Dean.
Never heard of him.
We expect great things from you, Bradley. All my friends are bragging you up, and I went on the air. And I listen to you on my computer. So we're expecting, some fire and brimstone right there on the lawn of the Capitol. So you got to choose to fill.
Listen, I'll bring whatever I've got. I can't give what I don't have, and I will definitely bring what I have. But I'm looking forward to it. And I got to tell you, Skip, I did a couple events there in Michigan. That's the name. It's not Michigan. It's Michigan, I've been told. But the people in Michigan, how connected the folks are there, was impressive to me. And I got to tell you, me and my family, it's usually my wife and my four boys that go with me wherever I go. You don't get one without the other. But when we did the couple events there, Skip, it was unprecedented in the sense of how good the people in Michigan were to us. And it wasn't just about what we got from the people. It's what we brought to the people and how they responded to the message of the godly heritage and the constitutionality of who we are in this country. And how linked we were was just second to none. So I'm really looking forward to what you've got going on there. I want to ask you this really quick because I have you for one segment. What are the concerns that you have in the state of Michigan right now that has moved you to the point of having another rally on the 17th of September?
Well, we've been doing this every year for 11 years.
Okay.
We routinely get between 1,000 to 1,500 people. We're expecting a really good crowd this year. I mean, you look at national events, the moral decay of our society.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got all these riots, the violence, the murder, the mayhem, just all over the place. And, not to mention our state government officials right now. Right now, we've got some godless people that were elected, our governor, our secretary of state, our attorney general. And right now, this isn't the Michigan I was born into. I'll be 63. This event is on my birthday, September 17th. And I gotta tell you, this is a totally different state now, but there's this polarization. It's like, people who are God-fearing, patriotic, Americans, and the far, far left. And so it's right now we're at the point, hey, you either stand up or move to a different state. And, I say we stand up, we take the state back because, like you said, there's a lot of good people there, but we just have to get loud, proud, and rowdy and stick up for freedom, God, family, country.
Well, and if we don't do it, what are our children going to be subjected to? And I think my end aim right now is what Thomas Paine rightly said. He said, listen, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. And what I hear so much and so often, especially after doing about 364 high schools, Skip, it's interesting to note how many of the older people are just so willing to throw them aside and almost disown their harvest. In other words, Luke 7:35 tells us that wisdom is justified by her children. It's as if to suggest many in the older generation don't want to own the fact that the kids that have been raised up are the kids that they've raised up themselves, and they don't want to own that. And it amazes me, as a matter of fact, it blows me away, that people would distance themselves from the up-and-coming generations. And I think the problem that we see in much of this today, Skip, is the fact that you look at these protesters today. Well, who are these protesters? These are the kids that have been thrown into public schools to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment for decades in this country. So we've got to come to terms. We've got to take responsibility. And it seems to me that that's what this is all about, is taking responsibility and righting the wrongs in Michigan. And I, by the way, I see this happening all across America today. So I just want to high-five you for your efforts and what you are doing here. And I'm very happy and I'm very honored that I was even accepted to be a part of what you've got going on out there, Skip, in so many different ways.
Well, hey, I know you're very busy, but we thank you for coming, Brett.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got a couple more minutes here. It's interesting because one of the things that you had said just a couple minutes ago was just, you know, about what's going on in your state. And it really what it comes down to is you have an exceptional individual there, Whitmer. And just the way she defies the very people that she's supposed to serve is amazing to me. And I think what it comes down to, I've been reading the Constitution this morning, it amazes me that the people have, if they take the time to peruse the U.S. Constitution, they have the right and the authority to actually start the impeachment process of such an individual that is operating in contrast, in stark contrast to who we are in the United States of America, to impeach her, Article 2, Section 4, and then indict her for her charges against we the people. And I think that's maybe the message where people are beginning to come to, though it's been foreign to many in this land. They're coming to terms with, wait a second, I'm getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. My back's up against the wall, and now I need to respond as to what's going on here. And I think, again, this is the a great first step, I should say, in so many different ways. We've got about 30 seconds, Skip. What is it that you want to tell the people about the Second Amendment March on September 7th, 2020, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Lansing, Michigan?
What I want to tell people is you got to stand up. You got to stand up now. I mean, you know, way back in the 1600s, the Pilgrims, they came to America to get freedom. The point is, this is happening not just in Michigan, but all across the country. Where are you going to go? We can say, oh, well, we'll move from Michigan to Texas. But you know what? This is happening in Texas, Utah, Nevada, Idaho, everywhere. So stand where you are and be loud, be proud, and don't give in to tyranny.
Amen. I just talked to a guy this morning, Skip, from California. He said, Bradley, I'm not the type to just stand up and move like so many others. It's almost as to suggest that, well, we love our country so much that when it's time to fight, well, we're just going to try to move away from the problem. The problem that you're going to have with that is it's going to come to your front door no matter where you move. So we may as well stand up, turn around, and quit capitulating and meet the enemy on their terms, if so. If it needs to be so. So, again, friends, I'll give you the website out in just a couple minutes again, Skip. In the process, thank you very much for joining me today, and I will...
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special
financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill are in Wisconsin. The Bidens met with some members of the Blake family in private at an airport hangar in Milwaukee. They are now in Kenosha, Wisconsin, holding a community meeting. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is calling on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to apologize after being videotaped in a hair salon without a face mask.
Nancy Pelosi was found in San Francisco at a hair salon where she was indoors, even though salons in California are not only open for outdoor service.
And as far as some folks saying the White House should be focusing on the coronavirus relief bill, McEnany says
he provided relief from evictions, he provided unemployment insurance, he paused student loan payments, and he cut the payroll tax, putting money in the American people's pockets.
USA Radio News. In financial news, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the latest weekly jobless claims.
First-time unemployment claims falling below a million for the first time in 3 weeks. The Labor Department report just out showing 881,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 130,000 fewer than the week before.
It's been 1 week since Hurricane Laura made landfall. The Category 4 storm left a long trail of devastation. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards visited the area of Lake Charles.
I was very encouraged just by the sheer number of people, the resources that have been brought to bear, the really good work that is being done, the progress that's been made over a 7-day period.
Folks now are dealing with the heat warning as they begin to rebuild. The weather has been over 100 degrees in southwest Louisiana. Arizona, California, and Nevada also expected to see record high temperatures over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, so folks, you know, here I want you to understand how this works. So what happens is I start to hear music in my ears, and I just got a couple of seconds, probably 5 to 10 seconds, before it's a hard break. So sometimes I get caught on them, and sometimes I don't. So I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody that we have on the show. Just talking to Skip Coriel. If you want to listen to him, you can go to Front Lines of Freedom on frontlinesoffreedom.com. You can also hear his weekly podcast, Home Defense Show, at homedefenseshow.com, or you can go to his website, which is Skip Coriel. It's SKIPCORYELL.com. SKIPCORYELL.com. And he is having an event in Lansing, Michigan on the Capitol Stairs on September 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And now listen, friends, I've heard through the grapevine from people out there that there's going to be a lot of people there. So if you do show up, please take the time and come up and introduce yourself, because listen, I'm not going to drive 13 hours so I can miss the opportunity of meeting you, okay? And it's that important to me, because I want you to know that we're here for you on so many different levels. Listen, Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. And it's exactly what we want to do. We are preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are to be planted as a part of the answer, Isaiah 58:12, in this country. And it's exactly what we mean to do everywhere we go. So don't let me miss the opportunity of meeting you. If you're in Lansing, one more time, Michigan, on September 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's going to be a lot of folks there. Don't let me miss the opportunity of meeting up with you, okay? Please introduce yourself. Now, folks, I've got, again, much information to pull up here. And I just highlighted the fact that this is my topic. Despite hundreds of thousands of doctors debunking the coronavirus, government runs roughshod over the people and says, get ready for vaccinations. I want you to think about what's happening here, friends. This is dangerous. This is a totalitarian government. This is not American government, friends, just for the record. Now, for those that don't know what roughshod means, it means domineering. It means bullying. It means brutal. In a domineering or harsh manner, okay? Just for the record, friends, again, this is what you're dealing with right now when they have the audacity to roughshod doctors and the tens of thousands of doctors in this country alone that have debunked the coronavirus. The government still says, hey, get ready. I want you to get ready because vaccinations are coming. That's great. They can be coming all they want to. But I can tell you right now, this is the reason people are being armed, friends, and becoming an armed nation. 76% gun sales are up. Why? Because of this kind of stuff. I just got done highlighting the fact that, folks, a Californian church, I'm going to play some more of this probably on Saturday for you. I've got so much information coming out, just how we are under attack. It's not the virus that's under attack. It's we, the people, that are under attack, friends. But a church in California was just given a letter by the county, friends. And they said, for every day that you stay open, we're going to fine you more and more and more and more. And they were given a $25,000 bill for the days that they've remained open. And he said, we are not shutting down our church, okay? I want you to know that you are, without a shadow of a doubt, under attack. You just heard what Rutherford Institute had to say, friends. How now, because a gun training center's reopening, they're being threatened by their local government. Wait a second, I thought this was about a virus. It's not about a virus, friends. I want you to listen to this piece that was just picked up on Channel 12 out of Minneapolis. By the way, it's the same exact narrative that you're going to hear in your state and in your city and in your communities, because they're all reading from a teleprompter. And this is exactly why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Well, this is exactly the reason we say it. Listen to this, friends.
Top story this half hour in the race for a COVID-19 vaccine. A letter from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention director saying states should be prepared to distribute a vaccine as soon as late October.
You know, some experts are questioning, with trials for the drug still underway, if it's safe or even possible to do this. Alexandra Leslie is joining us now with more details on the CDC memo and new reaction this morning.
Well, that letter was dated to governors only a few days ago. CDC Director Robert Redfield says he believes there will be one or more vaccines available by November or December. Now, he says what needs to happen next is determining how this vaccine will be distributed in a fair and equitable way across the country. And Redfield also told governors in the near future, states will receive permit applications to do so. This week, Dr. Ashish Jha, formerly of Harvard Global Health Institute, started as dean at Brown School of Public Health. Dr. Jha warns, though vaccines may be available, they likely won't be widely available or 100% effective.
This is not going to be a normal Thanksgiving. I don't think it's going to be anything near a normal Christmas.
They're forecasting everything,
and it's
friends.
Going to be well into 2021 before vaccines are widely available and being given to people.
Listen to this.
Now, the CDC letter also tells states to expedite the applications for those distribution sites with the expectation that they will be fully operational by November 1st. Live in Pawtucket, Alexandra Leslie, 12 News.
Hey, folks, it's time to quarantine the politicians and the mainstream media's propagandists, because 98% of your problems would go away. That's just the facts. Hey, friends, I did an interview with June Knight, a former White House correspondent, last night at 7 o'clock p.m. Great lady. She's talking about how the government's coming out now and basically telling us that they're going to start unloading the vaccinations on a massive amount. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. How many times has the narrative been debunked? I mean, Robert Kennedy has come out and said it's about Big Pharma and fake science. What about Scott Jensen, Senator, and Dr. Scott Jensen, who we had on the radio yesterday, exposing the virus for what it is? How the governor in the state of Minnesota has manufactured the number of deaths. And regardless of how they died, just go ahead and equate it to the coronavirus. Why? Because they needed to rig the numbers. Hey, folks, do you remember when we had Jason Jones from Hawaii, who was watching television, and he wanted to go see for himself all those people that were in lines at the clinics getting tested for coronavirus? And remember when he went there, there wasn't one single person there? And then do you remember right after that, Todd Carnes in New York did the same thing in Harlem, New York? He kept watching the news, the mainstream media, blow up all the people that were at the hospital in that particular case that were getting tested for the coronavirus. When he went there, there was not one person there. And then people across the United States of America began to post pictures of their local hospitals with little to nobody at the hospitals. And now they're talking vaccinations? Hey, folks, the people selling you the virus are the same ones that are selling you the vaccinations. And who's doing that? Well, Bill and Melinda Gates. Again, they're not licensed doctors. They've never been voted in by the American people, but they've been given a free stage by Donald Trump to go ahead and attack the American people at will. This is the power of special interest, but you've already known that, America, for how long? Oh, and don't forget about Billy's daddy and mommy working at Planned Parenthood. They believe that this is what inspired Bill Gates' population control views. And by the way, don't forget that Billy Bob Gates and Melinda Gates, both of these demented individuals, they want to depopulate the planet. So don't sit there, America, and act like you already don't know where this is coming from. This is where this is coming from. And what's happening here, friends, you just can't make it up. I want to play some audio so you can hear from an SRHD board of directors meeting and a citizen's input. This is in Spokane, Washington, I believe. And it's a health district video, and I want you to listen as to how many babies are killed for vaccinations. I want you to listen carefully. This is what they're putting inside of vaccinations. Listen carefully.
To know that more than 23 vaccines contain cells, cellular debris, protein, and DNA from aborted babies. Someone who chooses to vaccinate might say, but they only use cell lines from two aborted babies in the vaccines. Many more babies were aborted and dissected in the process of obtaining the perfect strain. In fact, aborted babies are being used every day to create new cell lines for more vaccines. So who are these babies who never received a name and are only known by a scientific reference? PERC6 came from a healthy 18-week-old baby. This strain is being used to develop adenovirus, Ebola, influenza, malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV vaccines. Developers call it a human designer cell, but what they really mean is aborted baby cells. The HEK293 cell line is derived from the kidneys of a healthy aborted fetus and is being used to develop new influenza vaccines. IMR90 cell line is a 16-week-old female aborted baby, and IMR91 came from a male aborted baby. Both were created for vaccine production and functional references.
Wow.
WI38, a 16-week-old female baby who was aborted in Sweden because the parents felt they had too many children. The baby was packed on ice and sent to the United States where it was dissected. The use of WI38 cells is a lucrative, money-making business. WI1 through WI25 cell strains were derived from the lung, skin, muscle, kidney, heart, thyroid, thymus, and liver of 21 separate elective abortions. WI44 was derived from the lung of a 3-month-old surgically aborted fetus. MCR5 cell line was derived from the lung tissue of a 14-week-old male. 80 elective abortions were involved in the research and final production of the current rubella vaccine, 21 from the original WI1 through WI26 fetal cell lines that failed, plus WI38 itself, and 67 from the attempts to isolate the rubella virus. Despite what you've been told, aborted body parts are in your vaccinations, and it says so right in the package inserts. You might ask what the human safety studies on the effects of aborted fetal DNA cells and proteins in the vaccines are. The answer is zero. But there is research that shows that the mixing of DNA is a huge no-no. What are we doing? There is no religious justification that makes it even remotely okay to play operation with an aborted baby,
nope.
Let alone inject our children with foreign DNA that has the propensity to...
Did you hear that, friends? That was the end of the video. Going to take a quick break. I'll take up Sheriff Leaf from Michigan after this break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. It's just a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. People are talking right now to look at the patents on the virus. That's exactly right, Lori. I'm checking you out on live chat right now. If you want to check us out on live chat, go to Sons of Liberty Media. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and join us on top chat. Okay, right now. Or if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Let me explain that really quick. Lori's talking about the virus. And she said to other friends on Top Chat right now to go ahead and check out the patents. You can't patent that which is that which God created, nature. But you can patent it if you make it yourself. People need to understand that this virus is man-made. Okay? So don't get confused as to how this is working out. They patent the virus. This has been going on for a long time, and we actually played the video of an individual that exposed it for what it is and what it has been in process, because this is all forecasted, friends. Every single bit of it is forecasted. Now, with that said, I'm going to take Sheriff Lee from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You were on there for about 10 minutes. I seen you on there, but I had again, wait for that hard break. So welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Good. What say you?
Well, hey, we were talking to Skip about our governor and our state and standing up for liberty and everything. And we have a case here that's not unique. It's been going on. The federal government's very prominent in using this type of stuff here. But there's a doctor up in a county north of me here, and he filed a lawsuit on the governor. Well, shortly after he filed the lawsuit, next thing you know, he has our Department of Natural Resources officer, the DNR, knocking on his door with a warrant for his arrest.
Huh.
And when he asked what the warrant was for, well, 2.5 years prior to this knocking on his door, oh, let me back up a little bit. This was Mother's Day when he was serving that warrant. And anyways, 2.5 years prior, he was butchering a deer, and he forgot to tag it. Well, he had the tag in his pocket. Well, the DNR says, hey, make sure you, or give me a verbal warning on this, make sure you tag the deer next time before you butcher it. So, verbal warning 2.5 years ago. Well, now they come on in, knocking on his door, Mother's Day, after he filed this lawsuit. They charge him with poaching. They wanted him fined $5,000. They also had a bunch of other misdemeanors that they were going to slap on him. Wanted his hunting privileges taken away for 6 years, and they were just going to throw the book at him.
Yeah.
So he's fighting that. Then later on.
Wait a second. So Sheriff Leaf, you're telling me that because he filed a lawsuit against the governor, someone had to snitch on him to come back after him. But it also tells us that they're telling on themselves because they're in it together. Isaiah 28, verse 18, it's a covenant of death. It's a covenant of hell that will again be disannulled. And the American people can do that if they love God enough to obey him to do that. But the fact of the matter is you can see that they're in cahoots one with another to protect each other and to basically fight against them that fight against the establishment. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, this is, I'll let you decide when I get done with this whole thing that's going on here. But, okay, yeah, you nailed it.
Exactly, yeah. Common sense comes into play, yep.
Expect that if you allow these people to get in the power, that's their game plan. And this was 2.5 years ago. I've never heard of this before. I've been in law enforcement since 1986. And the DNR officer has to pay attention here, because don't forget about the Nuremberg trials. He can be held criminally liable for this, too, for going along with it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just following orders. Well, no, you're messing with somebody's life. That's not the purpose of government.
That's right.
Then he gets a mark on, we have licensing. It's licensing and regulations. It's called LARA. And they put a mark on his doctor's license saying he was substandard care. The reason why they did this is because he didn't change his address. So that substandard care, all of a sudden he started losing patients.
Huh.
Yeah, it gets better yet.
Yep.
then the Department of Human Services, this is for Child Protective Services, they received an anonymous tip that he had dangerous weapons in his house and he has children in there.
Huh.
So now they want to go interview his children. They want to get in his house and search his house and look at these dangerous weapons. But I'm here to tell you, the Department of Human Services are unarmed. They wouldn't go there unless they had a law enforcement with them.
Yep.
At least not in my county. I've never heard of them doing that.
Yep.
Then they had another just convenient anonymous tip.
You know, I gotta stop you right there. Now, America, you're listening to this. Does this sound like a representative form of government? Or does this sound like people that think that they're above the law attacking the constituents that they themselves are supposed to serve? This is to the core. You know, I got to say this, Sheriff Leaf. You have, and I've said this before, I said it when I was there with you at that event in Michigan, you have an exceptional devil there. The more you stand up against her, the more she defies. She must be legally impeached and prosecuted. if the people in Michigan or any other state, I have the same situation here, not to the degree that you're dealing with it, but in a different way. If they're not dealt with, this is only going to encourage the next person that takes office to do even worse than what these, their predecessors, are doing to we the people. This is way out there. This is foreign to American government on so many fronts. Go on.
This is Nazism. If
it
you
is.
Don't agree with them, they're gonna take you out and shut you up.
Exactly.
Well, then the next anonymous tip was that he was showing up to work as a doctor, drunk and high on meth, or not meth, but marijuana.
Yeah, discredited him. Yep.
Yeah. So then they went on in there and was going doing inspections and all this other stuff on him, and then. They interviewed all of his employees, and then they wanted his wife, he and his wife's personal medical records, and he told them no. Then he got threatened that if he didn't provide that, that they would go after him for obstructing an investigation. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, that's not how investigations are done under our Constitution. And then they went, and I was told that he's scheduled for audits now through the state, and I'm not sure it's through the Department of Treasury or if it's through the licensing.
Yep.
But this man has gone through a lot, thousands of dollars in attorney fees. He's going to be going in front of our state Supreme Court on his original lawsuit. I think it's September 9th or 10th.
And obviously this is what they're trying to obstruct his way to the Supreme Court. So they're in hopes that he's going to turn and all this will just go away. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I agree with you on that, yes.
What's this guy's name? Can you tell us?
I don't want to. I didn't get permission.
Oh, okay. Do you know this guy?
I sent you the information through a text.
Okay, but I guess what I'm talking about is credibility. You know the character of this man. That's not true what they're saying.
What happened is we saw this on Facebook. I looked at it. I couldn't believe it. So my wife sent a personal contact for him, and I sent my name and my phone number.
Okay.
And sure enough, he called me back, and...
Wow.
I tell you what, I had to hold my phone away from my ear because he just went off on what was going on. So,
the people in Michigan know the severity. They know what they're dealing with.
Right.
This is incredible to me. I mean, listen, I've heard people going through it before. I've seen known of political prisoners that are in jail right now for things that they the only thing they did wrong, according to the state, was to tell on the state for their crimes against the people. And
right.
I know of that. But this sounds like exactly one of those. But it sounds like he also hit a chord. And see, this is the same thing they're trying to do, not to that extreme, but they're trying to do the same thing to Senator Scott Jensen here in the state of Minnesota. What they want to do is discredit him. And the problem is he's got all these honorable accolades and awards for being such a prestigious, such a great doctor. He's the guy that came out and started to question what was coming down from the governor's office and Western medicine and their new findings, their statistics that have been rigged, and he all the while knows that. But it's interesting, when they begin to question the authority, these are the things that begin to happen. In America, again, we need to all understand this. This is un-American government. This isn't the process of government. And what it tells me, Sheriff Leaf, is every one of them are criminals because they're all there trying to protect each other concerning their crimes against the people. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Yeah,
I got about 30 seconds. I'll give it to you.
All right. It's not stopped because the people at the local level don't understand their authority. Our government, federal government, is restricted by a constitution. Our state government is restricted by
limited government. That's right. Amen.
That is correct. And we don't teach that anywhere in our schools or in our colleges. So now these people go in and take on these roles like an office of sheriff, and they don't understand their authority and their ability to interpose and actually start arresting and these criminals. You know, they'd think nothing if they were drinking and driving. If my governor's drinking and driving down one of our roads here and we arrested her for drinking and driving, nobody'd bat an eye at it. But when you got these crimes going on, everybody says, well, I don't know if you can arrest the governor on that. Well, yes, you can.
Yeah, and it's also something to think for everybody else. Amos 6:3 comes to my aid that, folks, if you don't stand in arm with this guy against tyranny, The fact of the matter is, keep in mind, once they get done dealing with him and treading him underfoot, they're going to do the same thing to anybody else that stands in their way. 330 million people need to stand together, friends, because enough is enough. We're going to get back to this topic tomorrow. Despite hundreds of thousands of doctors debunking the coronavirus, government still runs roughshod over the people and says, get ready for vaccinations. Talk to you in 23.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.